doctors. Yes, I suppose that's what I did. I was on the verge of curing cancer when I said, ah, jokes! That's where it's at. It's funny because I have a lot of young people over the years have come up to me and said, I want to do what you're doing, so I'm studying communications in college. And I always tell them, I have to break the news to them, that I studied American history and literature. I studied the literature of the American South. I studied, all kinds of interesting things that were interesting to me at the time. Urban planning. I took a course in urban planning. I was just interested in it. And I thought that all helped me and informed me. Everything you need to know about show business, you can figure out, right, Andy, in about 20 minutes of watching.
And by the way, that's
Password or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's true of a lot of jobs that, you know, people now, this whole drumbeat of skills-based learning and job training, it's not turning people into engineers because engineering is hard. And you either have the aptitude for science or you don't. What it's doing, it's making people take a lot of majors that sound like they're directing you to a job like, business studies and media arts and communication sciences. And I think that people really should take real subjects like English and history and math or whatever it is your path. Learn the substance of all that. Learn how to learn. Learn how to write. Learn how to read. Learn how to follow your curiosity. And then go out and work.
And you can figure out the rest.
Yeah, because working is not that hard. It's, it takes hard work, but it's not like rocket science.
Right, right. Unless you want to be a rocket scientist.